Blog Talk Radio.
It don't mean a thing if it don't got to go swing. You go do what, do what, do what, do what. We're gonna do this over, y'all. My special request, y'all. You got that go swing. We're gonna do it for Sean and Vinny of Howard University. If any, Vinny and Sean known us to follow the dog. All right, thank you. I want to see the people, not signs. Yeah, I get a groove when I look at you. Don't mean a thing, y'all, if it don't got to go no way. You go do-wop. Y'all want to sing it for me? Hit it.
Right.
Hot tip, everybody this week. Welcome to Culture Freedom Radio. That was Chuck Brown. A lot of people, if you ain't from that part of the country, D.C., you just wouldn't know about them. All right. Hot tip, and welcome to Culture Freedom Radio. This week, we're gonna rap about a few things. Saw a lot going on in the news. Want to tiny bit touch on Ferguson, and that is that a lot of Nubian people are waking up to the possibility of this being a hoax, because many people are mentioning it now. A lot of videos that are speaking on it are getting into the tens, into the thousands. You follow that, and it's just too many, you know, people are reporting that police officers are there helping to start the riot. It's all crazy. It's dying down. Once again, African people, we did not fall for the trap, and that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? So just everybody keep your head up out there. Keep informing the people of the BS that's going on out there. And if you notice what they're showing on the news, too, is agitating things. Like they'll show a European Caucasian man, right, holding a gun against the police, talking shit, and the police won't shoot or kill him. But African people under the attention that you can do the same thing, but when you go out there waving a gun, they're able to curtains for you. You understand me? So don't fall for these traps that they constantly, constantly put out there. All right. First thing let's mention is tomorrow, Monday, all right, September 8th, it's supposed to be a blackout. Now, I guess this blackout is supposed to be about no one buying anything from Walmart to Kroger's, I guess. You know, now, I like the idea, I won't front, but I think the execution of it is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Why just black out for one day? I mean, who are you fooling? You know what I'm saying? Because after this one day, are you still going to continue to shop them, because you're going to go back because, what, they are convenient in our lives right now. You know what I'm saying? And then the few black people that do open up stores rob and hurt them. So maybe that's something that the economic team on, you know, Culture Freedom Radio can address. Brother Eric, he's on economics. That's what he do. Yeah, I mean, maybe he could get into that like that there. Yeah, I mean, but I think if it was for more than one day, a week, go a week. You know, I think the Martin Luther King Jr.'s boycott of the Birmingham bus system is longer than this one-day blackout. It's bullshit. It's not enough. Good effort, though. Like the idea. All right, one of the questions this week, if there are over 10,000 African languages, all right, according to your encyclopedias, there are over 10,000 African languages. That's interesting. Which one is the first? Now, you know what we Nuwapians are going to say. Ours is the first. Why is ours the first? Because we can prove it. Now, some languages, all right, aren't really languages, they're dialects of languages, okay? So for people who want the answer to that, there's a potluck called Speaking of Tongues, and it really breaks down the whole essence so far as where was the first language spoken at in the Bible, because God was in this garden with Adam, and obviously he had a conversation with Adam. Where art thou? Who told you you was naked? But the point is that the location of where the garden is important, okay? So for those of you who believed in the Bible or the Quran, all right, this will explain that for you in full detail. And you can get that particular Paturak, to me, the hottest bookstore right now, to me, in the Nuwapian Nation is All Eyes on Egypt, Brooklyn. Okay, I'm going to put the link in the chat room. And so far as that, yes, they have the new material. Yes, they are getting them to you in 2 to 3 days turnaround time. I am a witness, a shadu, as they say, and out of here. All right. Yo, they handling their business. The link is in the chat room, or you can go to All Eyes on Egypt, spell Egypt with an I, bookstore, Brooklyn, New York, abbreviate New York, brooklynny.com. Once again, we're going to put this link in the chat room. All right. And if you're looking for the new Alphamation, I mean, there it is. All right, and they guaranteeing this two to three day turnaround. It's true. All right, they handle their business, and the link is now up. Okay, continuing on right here. African people, all right, are arguing out our differences in a language that is not ours. All right, now everyone knows we've gone pretty hard on pushing the Nuwapik language because I'm tired of hearing speakers get up and say we lost our name, we lost our language, but yet no one wants to replace the language. All right, I constantly hear people saying we lost it, but now we Nuwapians have the solution. We replaced the language. We took away this English from you, right? And we're giving you Nuwakuye. But yet African people are lazy and won't take time out to study it, and you want to push the solution for our people, right, in this devil's language where you say you're oppressed by, getting shot down by the police by, you still want to solve our differences in their language. Call on your deities in their language. It's just not going to work. And it says, come out of her, my people, in Babylon. It means come out of her, everything. But you won't learn your own tongue. This is why people who try to really critique the Nuwapian nation, you really don't have a foundation to stand on, because you can't critique us, first of all, using our language. You don't know it. Now, that's the whole point. And that's what gives you racial pride. Gives us a set of nuts. You understand me? You got something to stand on, finally. Ain't y'all tired of saying, oh, we got our language. We've been beaten. We've been this. We've been that. Now, start talking about some of the things in this new sun cycle that you have gotten back. That's part of breaking that moon cycle spell. Always talking about what you lost. Let's talk about some of the things that you have gotten back. Have you gotten back your identity? Yes, we're Nuwapians, we're Nubians, right? Nubans, Tahites, okay? We got that back. What else did we get back? We got our language back. Can't say that no more. Napatans, Nuwapians, Nuwapik, Nuwapuyi, all right? Don't let them say we ain't got our language back. Tell them they're too lazy to study the language that's available for them. Now, here's the thing. This part, right, of the honorable Elijah Muhammad's prophecies came true, because Nuwapians, we have our own language, because honorable Elijah Muhammad said that this nation that's to come is going to have our own language, and we're the only nation here in the West. The Nuwapian nation is the only nation here in the West that has given our people our own language. What other nation? Well, there's one. All right. And I'll say that with a question mark because I don't know, but I'm going to put it out there. There's only one other nation here in the Nuwapian nation that can fulfill that prophecy, and that would be New Covenant. If Brother Polite in New Covenant is a nation, I'm not sure. I'm not trying to say what he is or isn't. That's not fair. But if he says his organization is a nation, then, yes, he has created his own language for his people, for his tribe. Nothing wrong with that. At least he did it, though. You follow what I'm saying? Who else? RBG Nation? No. Okay. Amin Ra, squad up, huh? Squad up and start getting some language into the people. I ain't saying y'all ain't trying to help our people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying language is important, and I'm not going to let people speed over this like a bump in the road, like Kevin Hart would say, and just shove this shit under the rug. Nah, I'm not having it. We not having it. Our Nuwapik language is important, and we're going to force it down your throat, whether you like it or not, because they force English down your throat. All right? That's the way we got to wake our people up. So be it. All right, changing the beat for a minute. Callers, if you have, you know, I'm just going to be just, this is just like a freestyle show. I think the topic is what is Yanunism. We will get into that. But I'm just tying it all in. Last week's show, I missed a lot of, you know, different angles of different things, because one thing in here, we just don't stick with one subject. We can talk about anything, you know, that's pertaining to the upliftment and freedom of our people. Okay? All right. But I do want to switch gears for a minute. And This is the opening kickoff weekend in the National Football League. I guess that's why I'm in at 6:30 because I know in between the 4 o'clock game and the 8 o'clock game, you know, if the games are boring, the brothers will tune in. But that 8 o'clock game, you know, is usually a good one, and they like to tune into that. It is what it is. But the Falcons won today, by the way, which is good for the city of Atlanta. Keep brothers upbeat. Hopefully they'll be less killing this week. When the Falcons win, we don't beat each other up as bad. All right. Why in sports the emphasis of the word believe? If you notice in sports, whenever a team is winning, they always now go, we believe. We believe what? That we can win? The spell of Leviathan is real thick in sports. We believe. They don't never say we know. You can only say we know after the fact. But even still, they still say we believe. That's that 1, 2, 3 ABC to get you into that belief thing. And then the homosexuality in sports is ridiculous. You get now, y'all watch football today. Y'all tell me what y'all see. And don't deny it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. All right, but that we believe in sports is not good for us. You know, we like to know. All right. Now, we're going to get into what is the definition of a warrior later. that is a very, very similar word, a hard word to define because nowadays there's so many different type of warriors. Now, African people who are physical warriors, there might be a time for that, hopefully not. We would lose a physical war right now. That's why I say people who have the red, black, and green flag have the wrong flag because they, oh, what do you mean the wrong flag? Red, black, and green flag is red. What they always say, red first, right? Red for the blood, the people, okay? Y'all the niggas that's going to die first because you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you red, black, and green, you know what I mean? No. If you want to say black, red, or brown, red, and green, which is the Nubian Nation flag, not the current Nubian Nation flag, but which was a Nubian Nation flag, by brown, the people, and red was the blood that we've already shed. You know what I'm saying? And we're not trying to bleed no more. Not for nothing stupid. But right now our blood is being spilt ridiculously on a daily basis. And basically it's mostly us killing each other at a faster rate than the police are killing us. I'm not saying what the police is killing is right. That's not what I'm screaming. I'm saying that until we as a race of people check ourselves and take responsibility for us and our communities, don't expect for other races of people to do it. Now, what I did like about Ferguson this week is that I've seen that other nations now are starting to get at this administration, right, for this Ferguson situation. Korea and one of the, I think Venezuela, was it? I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it. I'll find it later. All right, but the point is that one is saying that President Obama should be ashamed, and the other one is saying, you know, yeah, you know, for the atrocity, but the world sees is the point. So now why aren't African people keep it up and push this to the UN? Get the proper people in there that can make that go because now the world is seeing that. That's the point. Now you're at the level when other nations that have a serious input in the UN seeing our atrocities and seeing, hey, that's fucked up, then now's your chance. Make it go international. If you keep it domestic, ain't nothing going to happen. You know what I mean? So for the people who are doing the right thing out there in Ferguson and every hood USA, good job. You know what I'm saying? Keep the pressure and putting on these senators and these congressmen and these aldermen and these mayors. You know, forget the police chief, though he's in there. You got to put the pressure on the other people who are responsible as well because your vote everywhere USA is supposed to put them in office. What? Anyway, just keep up the good work. I'm going to leave it like that. All right, one of the positive quotes this week we have, some of you so focused on the cheese that you forget about the trap. That's a good one right there. I like that. That's for the hustlers. You feel what I'm saying? To all my D-boys out there, be careful. All right. Nubia Dynasty 25 Art and Apparel's photo, right? They have a sale, by the way, If you go to the website, I put the website in the chat already. The link is out there. And what they're coming up with is the artwork for the Natir Kansu T-shirt we released a few years ago. We plan on re-releasing this T-shirt very, very soon. Okay, so that's coming out. For those of you looking for something new, the Kansu shirt, I definitely had one. And they also say it will be available in bigger sizes. All right. Okay, today's Nuwapik date. Today is the 14th day of the 5th. All right, so if you want the Nuwapik date, just tune into Nuwapik Sentences with the group on Facebook. One thing, you know, the Nuwapik language groups don't are very, very inconsistent. I don't care what language group it is. You know, even with us, with the student teachers, have to be more consistent in communicating with each other in our language daily, texting each other daily, even if it's two or three words. I don't care what it is. You got to keep putting in emotion and keep practicing. We got to keep pushing and forcing ourselves to practice our language to get out of this English. Okay? You gotta push it. But, you know, a lot of us are lazy. There's no excuses no more. This nation time for the Nuwapik Nation, there is nowhere else to go. Everybody's constantly telling you on Facebook what's wrong, what's coming. But I don't hear nobody talking about, you know, how you are preparing to deal with what's coming. You know what I'm saying? No one's giving you the solution. It's about a million mother new niggas out every day coming to point out the problem. Another nigga trying to get large pointing out the problem. Another nigga trying, you know. So I don't know why people are hating on Nuwapians. We factually right. We know what we're talking about. We do have the solution. And that only goes to show you the stupidity in people's genes and why, you know, we're at the level of overstanding of genetic doctrine. So when you confront these ignorant, stupid niggas, like some of these Hebrew Israelites, I'm going to say all Hebrew Israelites, I'm going to say some of these Hebrew Israelites, the way they be hating on the Nuwapian doctrine is just ridiculous. We're going to get at y'all a little bit later, too. Okay, so now we have international involvement in Ferguson, meaning that the international community now is starting to respond and put pressure on the present administration. Look what's going on with your people inside your own country. Now, I'm going to leave it at that right there because it's deeper than this, I know. All right, but still the solution is up to us as a people. Stop killing each other. That's what's going to impress me, straight up. Like it or not, it is what it is. All right, let's see what else is going on. You know, I want to give a big up to this week. My big up goes out to DJ Jazzy Jeff. Man, I saw a classic 4th of July 2011 up there in Philly. And now he's the epitome of old school. You know, a lot of these new rappers, you know, should go back to the DJ. They're already going back to putting 7 songs on, you know, dropping mixes now. So they're going back to old school and that. Well, I'd be glad when they go back to the DJ. You know what I mean? Jazzy Jeff really put on a show. And back then, in his day, Jam Master J, Dr. Ice, y'all know some other popular DJs. Cut Creator, LL's DJ, they were mixing the music of go-go with hip-hop, which is really reminded me of Chuck Brown, Trouble Funk, Rare Essence. You know, they was before Groovers, though Groovers is my favorite band. Yeah, I mean, still, different cultures were blending, and that was Professor Griff time. He'll tell you about that Public Enemy 5-star. Mind over matter, mouth in motion, get denied because it can't be quiet. Let's start this. There we go. All right, that was that go-go. That was that Trouble Funk because Trouble Funk was like the hottest band back then. And then Salt and Pepper with EU doing the butt. So go-go and hip-hop was really fused back then, and a lot of us missed it. There's so many things of the old school hip-hop that was phased out with this new dope music, I call it. It's not rap music. It's dope music. Understand me. It is what it is. Okay. Moving right along. The lines are open. If anyone has a call, please call in. Y'all know the topic of the subject tonight is what is Yanunism? We're just covering a few basic things we missed last week. Also, want to show big up and much respect to, I'm going to call him Doctor. Dr. Phil Valentine. He's not like Brother Ali Muhammad. He's in a different class. Why do I say this? This week, Dr. Phil Valentine gave Cynthia McKinney an apology as far as misrepresenting her in, I think it's the lecture. I'm not even sure. One of the lectures was, I think, about President Obama. Now, I don't know if it was the one where it was where Obama was Malcolm X's son. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, he was big enough, which impressed me. It should impress all the conscious community because he manned up his mistake. All right, now, that's right knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So big up to you, Dr. Phil Valentine. I do respect your work. I don't agree with all your views. But nevertheless, I do respect the work that you putting out there. And you just showed an example of even myself and younger people. When you out there in the limelight and you make a mistake, and he came back with it real quick, you know, so that protects his image. He didn't deny it or whatever. He does, you know what I mean? Only thing is now you got to do a new video. This is the work of it. You got to do another video, right, with the correction in it. Yeah, I mean, take that video off the shelf and put the new one on. But nevertheless, big up to Dr. Phil Valentine. All right. Also, we want to discuss what is the difference between moon cycle symbols and sun cycle symbols. All right. Moon cycle symbols and sun cycle symbols. All right. Yeah. Is the five-pointed star or the six-pointed star? Is the Masonic G or is the number seven? You know, what these symbols, are they sun cycle symbols or moon cycle symbols? Now, then we might have to come back and do another show on that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll rap with Son Ray about it, see what he say. Okay. And like I said, we did mention earlier that the Nuwapian doctrine, we are a genetic doctrine currently right now. All right, our doctrine is genetic, and it is definitely punching people in the genes, which is why people just go, ouch. You follow? When a Nuwapian questions you, you know, and really, a lot of people will try to dance around questions. Like my favorite question to people is, when they start talking this God jazz, is have you seen your God face to face? Now, you know, the smart aleck nigger will be like, yeah, I know. I saw my mama. I seen my mama. My God. Okay, you're right. All right. But then there's people that don't even believe that their mama's God, that she's their creator. And they want to give force credit to a spook spirit force that they don't know. And they haven't seen his God face to face. Yet they know the plan of his God's will without ever having spoken to this God face to face, had a board meeting, made a phone call to, wrote a letter, nothing. So, no. The Nuwapian genetic doctrine right now is really just waking our people up and giving you answers of why this nigga hates you. Why, you know, do I have these voices in my head? You follow that? Who in my family was psychotic? Who in my family was a carpenter? Who in my family was a pharmacist? Who in my family was a teacher? How can I improve my genes by mating with the right sister, so to speak, for intelligence rather than just lust? All right? Okay. Now, this is the problem that I'm having with my sisters here. Not all of my sisters. To my sisters who are waking up, I'm with y'all 100, and we building. But to the disagreeable sisters, it says many people dis or disrespect the fact that the black woman is God. All right? Yet the black woman fights for Horus titles like queen and diva more than anything else. Black women are fighting to wear this weave like like you wouldn't believe, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, our laziness as a people is part of what the problem is. You know, sisters are too lazy to just braid their own hair. They have the hair. You know what I'm saying? And now, okay, I give you an example. I was tripping earlier and with a partner of mine, and we heard this commercial. And this commercial was talking about virgin hair. Now, what is virgin hair? Women are going to the store, black women, have virgin hair, like this is the best hair. Virgin what? The animal was virgin? or the girl you cut the hair from was a virgin and didn't have sex. What are you talking about, virgin hair? And they put these sex symbols on black women. I'm not giving no woman no money to buy no hair, ever. You can forget that. It ain't coming from Kabina Ray. You hear me? Get a boyfriend for that jazz. Now, I mean, I don't have $200-$300 a month for you to be spending on this fake hair. You know, kids need shoes, school clothes, notebook supplies. You know what I mean? You got to cut the perm out and get the twisting, baby. Yeah, I'll pay for somebody to twist your hair naturally, but I'm not paying for that weave. You hear me? All right, keeping it moving along. Let's see what else we got going on here. Yes. The conscious community. All right. I've been thinking, you know, what does the conscious community really mean? What does that mean? Conscious and community is a group of people. So a group of people who are supposed to be aware and awakened to a certain reality. All right. So the conscious community is supposed to be of people that have broken at least the 3 degrees of the spell of the Beathan. Okay, and those 3 degrees are, as we know, Mosesism, Christicism, and Mohammedism. All right, but there are other degrees of the spell that have had to be broken that obviously we can see the weaknesses in ourselves, like a unity. All right, and if you read The Matrix, we have 24 things to do. All right, so, you know, the degrees of hatering that is going on in between us. And a lot of the things that could be solved is really within oneself. You know, birds of a feather flock together. But the conscious community should be more enlightened and have more responsibility of teaching people and reaching people that are asleep. Now, I say that because big up to Sonnetta TV. I'll give you a big up when you deserve one. And they deserve one because it's black. White Jesus Challenge. Woo! That was a good one. And I say that to say, now, let's go a step further. How many of y'all are willing to burn black Jesus? Because he didn't exist either, you know. Yeah, little side note, that's the next level. When you start burning black Jesus, you really going to raise some eyebrows. The Burn Black Jesus Challenge. I'm going to see it on the TV. Because I know this is going to get back to them. Sonata TV got the heart, got the balls, the kahunas, to burn black Jesus. Woo! Right now, we're going to let the white Jesus catch on, because that's going to catch on. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got our teenage youth pointing to white Jesus, talking about he's the most important man, though he's never existed, in their lives, other than their fathers. I mean, you know what I mean? So that shows the aspect of the spell, and we got to work on that. And everybody's input helps, you know, except for some of these ignorant organizations, Hebrew Israelites. I think they are more ignorant than the Sunni Muslims. I used to think the Sunni Muslims was the most ignorant niggas on the planet. No, now I say it's the Hebrew Israelites. They won't learn ancient Aramaic, and then they won't stand up behind their doctrine, meaning. They say you are who your father is. And when your father traces back to an Adam who was created by the Pleiadians, they don't want to accept that. Stop at Abraham. But Abraham's father was Terah, and Terah goes back to Nuh, and Nuh goes back to who? Adam. If you want to say he's the Zakar, that's still the Hindu Adam. Still blinks back to the Pleiadians. Okay? Whatever. They don't want to accept this. All right. Quick announcement. The United Nawapian Nation Worldwide Freedom for Malachi Z York fundraiser, Sunday, September 7th, 2014, 2:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. And this is the Black Indian Inn, 38 Bicknell Street in Dorchester, MA, Massachusetts. So that should be ending up about now. But big up to them for the freedom fight for Pa Nababianum. Wanted to get that in there for them. All right, and we're just going to keep rolling right along. Before we get into our main subject right now, hey, callers, y'all know the call number. Y'all know how we do it. All right, and we want to play this clip like this.
Am I lying? Or is that the truth? That tells you there's some magic in music. That means there's some magic in tone.
And that's why there's a concentrated effort to remove our languages from us and have us speak in English. They don't want nobody who speaks Spanish speaking Spanish. They don't want no Latin speaking people because there's tones in the language. Not the way we're speaking it in Harlem, where we done mixed in English a bit, but the way our grandparents spoke it. And most of the kids couldn't understand it. That relative spoke Portuguese, I didn't understand what the hell they were talking about. And it was so Jimmy, they were just going like this, okay. Oh no, I worried when the hand went up. Not when the hand went up. When the hand was coming down. When the hand went up, I said to get out of the way. There's a concentrated effort. That's why there's so much being put into NWAPI. There's a concentrated effort for you to eliminate. What nationality are you? American. What's your nationality? You American? What's your nationality? Huh? You American? I'm African. What nationality are you? British.
Egyptian.
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 That's another thing. We have to stop being everything but Nuwapians. That is our nationality. We're not Trinidadians. We're not Cubans. We're not Dominicans. We're not British. We're Nuwapians. You know why that's important? Because we hold the secret to its meaning. Sit with me for a minute. We hold the secret to its meaning. Nobody knows what a Nuwapian is but us. And if they decide to put it in their definitionary or dictionary, they will have to come to you. We have now introduced a word into the world. Right? Regardless of what they say, they don't know what it means. They ask you, sound right reason. And that doesn't mean sound right reason. You're right. It doesn't mean sound right reason. But we're not going to tell you what it means until you tell us what Caucasian means. Do you understand what I mean by that? Because what you're reading in the dictionary doesn't necessarily mean that's what Caucasian means. That because there's a mountain between the Black and Caspian Sea called the Caucasus Mountain, that doesn't mean that's what it means. And as many words as we capture, the meaning of is how we establish ourselves. Because they have to come to us to ask what we mean when we say Nwaka, when we say Rahubat. They say, what does that mean? It means Rahu Bat. What the hell does hello mean? I mean, we know about hello, we know about that, but other than that, hello means what? Hello, right? Hi, what's hi? Hi. Oh, no, it depends. No, I got a friend, he's a different kind of hi. Nah, he's always hi. I'm talking, you know what I mean, the greeting. You introducing that. You bothered them with the word Anu. What is this God y'all call Anu? And y'all went in the Bible and showed them in the Bible. There it is right there, Anu. Pagan. Say, define the word pagan. You know what pagan means? Jamaican. How? It means Jamaican. You know why? Because Jamaicans are yard people. Yard gal, yard man. And the word pagan means in the yard. Look it up in a dictionary. It means in the yard. So all the Jamaicans are pagans. No, you do that because in doing that, you dissolve his plot. You follow that? When he calls you an atheist, you say, atheist, other than what? You know, hey, what's atheist? I'm against theos. Well, shouldn't it be a god? In America, you can't be an atheist in America. I know that sounds crazy. You can't be an atheist in America because the word theos is a Greek word. And nobody's walking around here speaking Greek. So how can you call me an atheist in America? What would you have to call me? A god. A means against a god. So a god. And that would be wrong because god is a German word, but. So you'd only be able to call me an a god if we were in Germany. So what am I? You, as Nuwapians, are supposed to diffuse bullcrap. That's your job. Your job is when you see bullcrap, you diffuse it. I've written enough books breaking down enough things that when someone talks to you, it's almost a pleasure for you to take them apart piece by piece and I've always said, put them back together. Don't need a brother or a sister walking like this down the street. Heavy shit, then you put them back together, because y'all been messing nigga up. You don't know that when you've been a Christian your whole life, and someone just comes in one day and just snatches the whole world from under you and say, Jesus was not crucified. They go, what? Jesus was not crucified. God cannot die for 1 minute. See, there's a difference. If I start questioning my sin, can God die? No, I can't die. Can God die for an hour? No. Can God die for a minute? Oh, no. Can God die for a second? No. So God cannot die, right? No, he don't. All right, I'll leave you there. I'll walk, talk to you for 20 minutes, then I'll come back and say, when a person dies, do they give up their spirit? They go, yep, according to the Bible. So if I'm dying, my soul leaves my body and goes to heaven. Yep. Can God's soul leave his body and go to heaven? No. So God's soul cannot leave his body and go to heaven. No. So on the ninth hour, when Jesus on the cross, you tricked me. I didn't tell you, they're smart, they're dumb, they go. You know, look at that dumb look like a dog goes. And he said, when Jesus was on the cross, the ninth hour, he gave up his ghost. So he died. If God died for 1 second, how much havoc could Satan reap on this planet? If God was busy on the cross resurrecting and going through all the stuff that they need while his hands were bare and his feet was bound, while he was like this, because someone said, come on now, man. Right? See, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do you a favor. I got power with the Roman Empire. You understand? I can get you down off that cross. Okay? So yeah. If you really want to get down off the cross, Jesus, just raise you right here. That's all. Raise that right hand, you down here. The whole purpose of nailing him to the cross is to make him immobilized, right? Make him unmobile. Can God ever be unmobile? You don't have to approach the God not being crucified by Jesus, because if you identify Jesus as God, then you are attributing things to him that are impossible and still remain God. Right? Because God can't be immobile. God cannot be confined to any one place at any one time. God cannot die. God cannot be born. You follow? God cannot give you anything.
Hot tip, family. Welcome back to the Wapik Talk. All right. Tuning back in. I just have my headphones twisted there. Tuning back in. All right, let's read now. This is called The Seed of Ham, all right, or Kephre. All right. And it says, would you like to know who and what you are and from where Nubians come from? Senegalese Egyptologist Cheikh Anta Diop. All Nubians should read his books. Melanin dosage tests conducted on Egyptian mummies in the Museum of Man in Paris revealed that these remains were of Negroid people, thereby validating Africans as a global people. The method for determining the level of melanin in the skin of human beings is called the melanin dosage test objective. Osteological analysis, which distinguishes the bodily proportions of various racial groups, classified the ideal Egyptian as being short-armed, Negroid, or with Negrit or Negrito physical characteristics. After centuries of intermixing with foreign invaders, the blood type of modern Egyptians is the same group B as the population of Western Africa on the Atlantic seaboard, and not the A2 group characteristics of the European race prior to any crossbreeding. Dr. Diop argues, the word Kemet, KMT, means the Negroes, literally. This is the strongest term existing in the pharaonic tongue to indicate blackness. It is accordingly written with a hieroglyph representing a length of wood charred at the end and not crocodile scales. KMT, from the adjective KMT, Kemet, equals black, and therefore means strictly Negroes, or the very least, black people. The term is a collective noun, which describes the whole people of pharaonic Egypt, Tamaré, as a black-skinned, woolly-haired people. In Dr. Diop's view, the cultural unity of Egypt with the rest of Africa through a study of circumcision and totemism gives detailed data showing cultural unity of Egypt and the rest of Africa. Europe, Greeks, and Romans, authors exclusively referred to Latin early eyewitnesses' descriptions of ancient Egyptians as black-skinned with woolly hair. Linguists agreed that the ancient Egyptians, modern Coptic of Egypt, and Wolof of West Africa are related. It is irrefutable to say that all people originated from out of Africa because no other race can claim early origin than African ancestry. The result was the beginning of a robust pre-dynastic Egypt built at Napata, situated south of the Fourth Cataract, Lower Nubia down to Upper Nubia. Dongola reached Napata or Napatin or Nuapia. Sons of Mabug, Bassa, come from this holy seed, from the ruler Keshta, father of Pianki, Pa-an-ki, father of Sabataka, Shabaka, and Taharka. Sabataka, father of Ta-Nut-Amun, or Ta-Nut-Amun, are the Bassa of today, and spread all over the world by slave trade or migration. 2 Kings 19:9 in part. And when he heard say of Taharka, king of Ethiopia, behold, he has come out to fight against thee. He sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, Taharka. The three families of one tribe of Nuapians, Pa-Kerma, Hasahisa, Pa-Napatin, Dongola, Pa-Merotic, Khartoum. Dongol was the capital of Cush, and Napata was at Strem at Karima. The royal cemeteries of El Kuru at Napata, or Gebel Barkal, at its center Nuri, or Mero. There you find the great temple of Amun-Re, Napatin, Nuapians, and the Moreau, where the word Moors comes from. All right, that was Ham Seed. Look for that at All Eyes on Egypt bookstores, and y'all know what's up with All Eyes is on Egypt, Brooklyn, New York. Okay, without further ado, let's get into our subject tonight. And this is a Yanunist, or what is Yanunism? Now, I don't like the word ism, but I'm using it for now. All right. Another word you have to, well, we'll get into that because we don't want to throw it off. Let's find out what does Yanun mean? All right. But let's take this. I found my answer. There's plenty other places to get the answer. For those of you who want to know more about who Yanun is, you can also go to the Holy Tablet. All right, it's free to read online. The link is in the chat room. All right, it says here, let's read the question from Man from Planet Rizg. This book is available also at All Eyes on Egypt, Brooklyn, at your local mirror. All right, page 23. You have been teaching You have been teaching undisputable facts for over 25 years. How did you manage to learn and teach so much information for the amount of years you have? And the answer, I am a being from the 19th galaxy called Ilium. We have been coming to this planet before it had your life form on it. I manifest into this body to speak through this body. I am an entity, an etheric being. Now, let's stop. Well, let me finish reading because we're going to go back. We watched the three other cycles of 18,000 years, two moons and one sun, which is part of your 24,000-year cycle, the equinox, the removal of the dust cloud from light to darkness, then to light again. I incarnated into this realm from time to time. My incarnation as an Ilamutajesid, or avatar, was originally in the year 1945 A.D. In order to get here, I traveled by one of the smaller passenger crafts called Shem out of a mother plane called Merkaba or Nibiru. Now, y'all know that I've been banging hard on Cyrus of the City, but opening his mouth, running his mouth, talking about he's an avatar. That's what he said. It's on his video. You can't deny it, Seti. All right? It's out there now. You can't run back on it. So no one in the conscious community has bothered to step to Seti and question him about it. That's what I'm tripping off of. Now, this, what I fed this paragraph here on page 23 of Man for Planet Risk, people have asked questions on. How does he know he's an avatar? Now, I just gave you the word avatar in Arabia, Brother Muhammad, is illa mutajessid. Okay? Now, how come, now, let's go back. It says, we have been coming to this planet. Stop. So that means that the avatar, when he incarnated, he didn't come by himself. So if you want to call him crazy, he's not crazy alone. There's some crazy people with him, looking at it from that angle. All right? Right knowledge crazy. All right? Not lunar. We have been coming to this planet before it had your life form on it. That's in Genesis, Boo-hoo and Tuhu. All right? I manifested into this body to speak through this body. So, Sarah Sutton Seti, if you're an avatar, who speaks, what ancient Egyptian deity, since you've been initiated into the craft of Amun-Ra, right, speaks through your body? All we want to know. You can explain that. You can put up a video. Take your time about it. But either way, we're coming back to you. Then, in 1970 A.D., was my time to come in flesh to start my work of breaking the spell of sleep, spell of the Leviathan or Kingu, the moon spell or lunatic state of mind, with the power as the sun of righteousness, Malachi 4:2. Earth astronomers thought it was a comet, which they called Bennett, that appeared on March 16, 1970 A.D., 4 months before my 25th birthday, June 26, 1970, the opening of the seventh seal, which marks the beginning of the Aquarian Age. Okay, let's stop right there. Okay, the Aquarian Age is also known as the Age or the Era of Ptah. All right? This thought of the, quote, sun cycle. All right? The year 2000, where we are, 2014, is H-A, hereafter. All right? So the 6,000 year was ruled up in the year 2000. All right? Excuse me. Very much. All right. An astrophysicist named Ricardo Ciaccioni sent up a satellite from Kenya, Africa, in the year 1970 AD to study X-rays in the sky for 3 years, trying to map our coming. The satellite was called Uhuru, which the African language called Swahili is freedom. Swahili is made from two different languages called Bantu and Arabic. That was a language created for the slave trade that occurred in Zanzibar between the Arabs and the scientists. Were well aware of our coming and called us Benedict. All right. I, Yanun, am an Atharu, or Anunnaki, or what you would call an extraterrestrial, extraterrestrial. Look at this. Extra, meaning in addition to. Terra, of the earth, astral, of or from the stars. I am what you call an angelic being, an Elohim, from the eighth planet called Rizq, which has one moon, Sheski, of its own. This galaxy, the 19th galaxy called Ilium, originally referred to as heaven known as Elysium in Greek, has three suns. Shemesh, which means a tri-solar system with 38 moons and 19 planets, with each its own number of moons. I have incarnated here in this form to act as a human being for the sole purpose of saving the children of the Elohim, Anunnaki, or the Nathadu. Pa-Benet, which is the same word as Bennett, all right, a chosen 144,000, which has changed, just as Mary of 2,000 years ago was chosen by the Most High, Anu, or Pa-Kathor Ahre, called an alien, which is Ali and En, An, both of which are names for the Most High, to breathe the holy thing called Yeshua, or Jesus' real name, called Haru. All right? Some of the destruction on the planet is caused by the warming up excessive amounts of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which is helping to melt the polar ice caps. This is called the entropy effect, which is raising the water level all over the globe, and this is happening. Entropy is a property of matter used by scientists in connection with thermodynamics, which is the study of heat and work. All right. I'm missing a point here. Oh, let's go to the next question. You call yourself Yanun, Isa El Hathi El Mathi, and Dr. York. Which name is yours? The name El Imam Isa El Hathi El Mathi is a short Syriac Arabic for the Aramaic name Rabboni, Yahshua Bar El Hadi. These are really the same two names, but in two different dialects, and the many books I've written given their meanings. All right? It is important for me at this time to give you an in-depth explanation of just exactly who I am or am not. If you have the time to read, you will learn that I, the author of this book and hundreds of others, I am not by any means an ordinary man. I am a seated entity. All right, this is all a part of who Yanun is. All right? I was encoded to awaken at an appointed time. That means my DNA structures were genetically designed to go off like a time bomb of awareness at a designated moment in order to accommodate the light, the ether being that was to come into this current human body born on midnight, June 26, 1945. All right. So what we're learning about Yanun so far is that Yanun is a being who's from risk, or etherically, right, and has they have chosen the body of Dr. Malachi Zioka Panda Babianun, right? They've chosen his body to incarnate to him to get a certain message to the world, all right, or and to raise or save the children of the Nathadu or the Elohim. We're not really referring to the Anunnaki or the Elohim, as a matter of fact. We'll just say the children of the Nathadu. But the people who are awakened through certain schools, okay? So now this is what the Pa'atarak is for. This is our God. You follow that? Now, there are many people who are coming off saying that they're avatars and that they're leaders, right? And no one bothers to ask them the same in-depth questions as they did or they do our master teacher, Panda Bab Yanun, all right? So when you say you're a Yanunist, you are one who follows the ways of Yanun. Right? And what are the ways of Yanun? Right now, the ways of Yanun are Pa'atarak. Isn't it obvious? All right? Now, most people want to say, oh, the old doctrine, Pandabab, is always giving us something new. It's always about the new doctrine. And it's just a possibility that as we elevate through schools and continue to walk with the master, that we might call ourselves something other than Nuwapians one day. We'll see. But then what? All right? He says he has over 76 trillion years of knowledge to teach us. And then now we're having a hard time just grasping and learning a language. Black people learn and argue in every other language but their own, which is Nuwapik. Niggas, French, Spanish, right? I speak seven languages, but you don't know Nuwapik. All right, you know Spanish, you know Ebonics, you know everything but Nuwapik, Nuwapuyi. Anyway, I'm a woosaw on that. All right, so Yanunism is really Pa'atarak for right now. There are much more. There is much more, which I really can't expound on because I'm not him. The only thing I have to give to you, what he's given to me, is just the Pa'atarak. Prove it wrong, and they're getting heavier, and they're getting heavier. But they're also making our way of life and giving you the answers more clearly. Like I said, the only way you could really reference Pa'atarak is if you refer it to the Nuwapian doctrine books that preceded it. You really can't go to Google, Bing, Yahoo, all these other Sasu search engines or Yorapu search engines and try to confirm Wu Nuwap or Pa'atarak right now because, like I said, we're in the sun cycle. And we're getting outformation, right, of the previous epoch, 50,000 years ago, right? We going back because I didn't know women were the first to speak 54,000 years ago. All right, and we didn't have a written language. We were hieroglyphs, sacred carvings. All right, and we didn't have to talk. Barrett, every glance, you know, mind to mind. So what do you need to talk for? But anyway, these are the things for where we are going right now, where the European doctrine can't confirm this affirmation right here. And that's the beauty of it. It really is, because now you see, after over 600 books, you still, not people who walk the mask, I'm saying the ignoramuses, still want that excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, we already addressed the so-called 360 questions to ask in the Wapian book, which is not a complete book. It was done half-assed, piss poor, just like Sarah Sutton said he did his research on the book Sodom Misinterpreted, piss poor, using cutouts and poster-ups, you know what I'm saying, and stick-ins, and did no real research on the book or the subject Sodom Misinterpreted at all. And you half-assed want-to-see gossiping-ass niggas went with it. You follow that? That's what Chuck Morgan is, a half-ass nigga. And no New Wapians really should be half-assed. And believe me, if I lose a debate on the street because of a person might have tagged me with a few points on a subject matter that I wasn't aware of, I don't get upset and all that. I go, okay, you win that round. All right, but I'm going to win the war because I got a walking, talking, thinking, living, breathing library. I got the Paterocks and the older doctrine books to go back and find the answers. You're not going to prove this New Wapian wrong, which is why, like I say, whenever the Hebrew Israelites hate so much, they always want to disrespect our master teacher and start the name calling and call them a child molester or whatever. But if the Hebrew Israelites claim that they, the doctrine of Yahashua or Yahweh, Yahweh, Yah, Jah, whatever they want to call them, is all that, why can't they address the 360 questions that ask the Hebrew Israelite book? Why haven't they written a book counteracting that those points in ancient Aramaic? Because they can't. And niggas are still debating with them? I tell you why niggas are still debating with them, because it's the ego thing, because they won't use the black print that was put out before it that works. 360 questions to ask the Israeli church, 360 questions to ask the Hebrew Israelites, smashes them, especially linguistically. Polite was the closest one to use it. But he came out with the black woman as God. And that's another thing that these monotheistic religions do. These religions of the white light chaos is to suppress the woman. As long as she's on a porno box, oh, they like that. Being suppressed and dogged out, oh, they like that. You know what I mean? But the minute she's put in charge and really running things like she really naturally was, and it's got to be the right woman, brothers. We ain't talking about no strippers in no clubs. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about virtuous women who are doing their best to improve themselves and want something better for their kids. You follow? So with that being said, if anyone has any questions about what is Yanunism, you can also go to the update up on the channel, wunuwap.com. All right, and by the way, there are 4 new updates. So for people who are hungry, fiending for knowledge, where there is no Mir or Parar in your area, USA, go to wunuwap.com. All right, and catch up. Also go to Wunuwap Study Channel on YouTube as well. All right. I want to read something from the Holy Tablets right quick. Holy Tablets, first chapter, tablet 1, chapter 1, tablet 1, 40-42 states, this is how the events of creation and pre-creation were recorded, when life existed in and beyond the stars. The all is, was, and will be. Felt within a love, a divine love, that is unknown or felt by those disagreeable beings, and thus emotions were. At the first birth of emotions was the birth of motion. Things gradually began to move about, and it was then that the movement and motion was conceived out of triple darkness, for the light birthed the chaos. Okay, with that being said, are there any questions in the chat room? Questions, no call-ins online? Okay, we're going to leave you, family. We have a lot of other things to do tonight. It was a short class tonight. Like I said, we appreciate everybody tuning in. Also, don't forget to tune in to Culture Freedom Radio on Wednesdays. I think Sunray has moved this show to Wednesdays. All right, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so check them out, Mama Pearl, on Thursdays. And we have also shows on Friday and Saturday. Savannah Black, good job, Savannah Black, this week. You know, I always look at the numbers, you know. And Culture Freedom Radio has been picking up. A lot of love, a lot of people tuning in, a lot of downloads. So we want to, you know, keep the shows informative, professional, entertaining as well, because, you know, you don't want to call in and listen to a boring show. But, you know, we're looking for more people to call in, speak your mind, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because we as a Nuwapia Nation are saying we have the answers. We know what's going on with our people, all right, and that's what we're fishing for, you know. Drop your nets and become fishers of men. All right, with no further ado, peace and love, everybody. We are out, and we'll see you next Sunday.
And the Library of Congress,
listen,
I was in D.C. teaching, and the Library of Congress was every book we ever produced. Every book. And they
No. It's too late. They can't take them back. No. It gets the street. Nigga won't produce no more books. Not under the status of the RICO Act that does not allow that. You cannot have no more contact with the criminal enterprise of making niggas conscious like that. That's criminal. All them books y'all got is criminal.
According to them.
Criminal. Criminal.
What are you talking about? He's talking about
this
pop,
building.
Pop can't make no more books.
Can't make no more books. It's criminal.
He can't.
It's criminal.
No. I mean, according to the court law, he can't.
It's criminal.
They said that he making money off of...
Told you, it's criminal.
Because of the RICO Act.
Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah.
So I'm saying is, we got enough information. Brothers like that, y'all should be putting your own shit out by now. Nigga gave us... There you have it. See, that's something different.
What are you talking about?
Nah, you came in on the ass end of the
conversation. Oh, okay.
You want to get in the conversation, you can get in. You want to get in, you can get in.
Yeah.
My point is that Pop's going to be right now, man.
Let me just say this, right?
Am I wrong or right on that?
No, you're right. You're right insofar as he has strict rules when it comes to RICO, right?
Okay.
But people are forgetting that Dr. York, right, as they call him, was a prolific writer. So the time it takes a normal author to write about 5 books, he's written about 20. So a lot of the material you're reading, right, is stuff that he's written throughout the years and never got a chance to be released, right?
I could buy that. I'll buy that.
As well as, right, you got the you have before the trial and after the trial. So before the trial, while he was arrested, right, while he was in Jones County locked up, before he was actually sentenced, right, before they actually had RICO, his number one thing he was requesting was a pencil and paper. And you're coming out of there with stacks of material. You know what I'm saying? So the process of having those become books, sometimes it takes years because of the pressure they had us under. You follow what I'm saying? The pressure they had us under because you couldn't function normally where you've got a book coming out. You know what I'm saying? So you literally had to be moving where you're at.
Pop never wrote any books.
Yeah, research team. I know you had a research team.
He authored a book. Even if you're going to call the book, the old one, you'll say he authored over 360 different books.
What's the difference between writing a book and authoring?
So he doesn't sit down and write it. He dictated and assisted to write it. That's what the book department was about.
Right. Yep. He did have had research in. I totally agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. The sister was doing the sister put all the books together.
He sure did.
So when Pop say stuff, the sister would put it down, and then Pop said, do the research and find stuff that goes with this. That's why the sister put pictures and stuff like that.
Like that.
And that's why Pop always said, don't believe me, go check it out. Because everything can be research.
Right. I agree with that. See, that's a good explanation.